thank you very much for having me. And I'll talk, wait, 2 minutes? 2 minutes? Okay. I teach 456 and 756, and it is a local government class. It talks about it. We cover a whole lot of ground. One of the topics is how cities are changing to accommodate a new generation of people, people who are less auto-centric, people who want to use more transit, people who want to ride their bike or walk to where they're going. And Ann Arbor's the percentage-wise the 15th best city for the number of people who use transit, and we're usually in the top 10 for the number of people who walk to bike to their destination. Well, as you begin to change your city, what does that new design look like? How do things, what can cities do to adapt to that? We'll talk about being one of the cities that Richard Florida describes as one of the centers for the creative economy and what that means for the future and how cities, again, can change to build on that. We'll talk a lot about activism and how activists have changed the course of cities, not just this one, but some others, about the, we'll even hear from activists. We'll have people who work in local government or work for local agencies who started out as student activists. We'll talk a lot about the way that cities are becoming the three places that you, I'm sure you've heard about, and how cities can accommodate that. So the person is going to be at work, they're going to be at home, and they're going to be somewhere else. And what's that third place? And how do cities continue to function and to build themselves in such a way that that particular part of people's lives is going to continue to expand because it's become much more meaningful? And again, we'll hear from people who are in state government. I think we'll even hear from somebody who's in federal government. And we'll talk about those relationships. We'll talk about the relationship between state and federal. We'll talk about a city that is doing perhaps more than almost any other in becoming more energy efficient. Ann Arbor is a city that is one of the leaders in energy efficiency and in conservation, and we'll talk about how dealing with greenhouse gases actually matters to some people in some cities and how we're moving forward in dealing with those problems and have been a leader in that area. So it's energy, it's transportation, it's planning. We'll spend quite a bit of time on the need for affordable housing in our community and what cities can do to help those folks who need the most help and how that is done. So we'll hear from activists again in that area. And I think it comes back to the fact that if you really want to have an effect on government, you can have the greatest effect in the shortest amount of time in local government. And that's where we'll stop. Thank you.